Because you might sound crazy saying he said, is that that's our kind of guy. And watch this.
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on? What?
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on? What? Semi-automatic weapons. That's a no-no. 110,000 blocks arrested the last 6 years.
520-971. Whoa.
Prison 80% black. You be crying to get out of jail.
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on? What?
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on? What?
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM, and it is Thursday at 8 o'clock. That means one thing. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Yes. Everybody enjoys this. Whether you're 5 years old or 105 years old, you can play along. And it is the only show, the only hour in radio. And we do this, we hear it consistently, man. We get calls from 5- and 6-year-old, 7-year-old kids, and 85-year-old guys. Everybody can enjoy What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? We play a clip, and if you tell us what he's saying, you're going to get yourself a prize. And tonight, the prize is a pass for two to The Visitor at the Landmark on Pico and Westwood. From the producer of Sideways, check out The Visitor in select theaters. The Visitor. All right, 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Here's some of the clips you'll hear tonight. And good luck, everybody.
No!
We have the wrong list up here, gang. Is Randy in there? All right. All right, we have two lists on our computers here. And I have the sound effects that we use for Jesse Jackson, like, no.
You're stupid.
Right. But don't have the actual clips. So, all right, they're going to come in and load this up. While they're loading it up, I'll tell you a little bit about the game. It is What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? And we play clips for you constantly from now until 9 o'clock. And when we play a clip, you tell us what he's saying. And we get these clips from his talk show. He has two talk shows on Saturday. He has one. Oh, thank you very much. Look at that. Randy Wang, man. I gave him that name because I didn't know his first or his last name for the first 2 months that I worked here. All right. But anyway, he has two shows. He has one show on Saturday morning with Rainbow Push. Then he has a talk show on Saturday night. And if you'd like to see both these shows live, tell your cable subscriber or your cable company or your satellite company that you would like to get the Word Network. The Word Network. All right, here we go. There we go now. These are the clips you're going to hear tonight.
Just run the group and train the for that ever. You're free to pick up the trash in front of my own house. Don't just sit my us and say we're a child of our organization, a free to pursue education. A government either we're going to kill. Ain't no my good works. You can never vote more than one day a week. You're in there. So let it roll. Dogs raise their puppies. There's no money left. So you positive, but since y'all going to kill him. And on the intern, your guts flow because guess what? Dogs raise their puppies. Well, what is that? Free now what? I heard Jesus said you can humiliate me and dogs raise their puppies. Mama made the girl screw me like it was something else. Just, dogs raise their puppies. And don't make them if you can't raise them. Not an echo. Public facilities. Dogs raise their puppies. When you're hitting the head, this should sound like a thud. Dogs raise their puppies.
All right, looks like nobody's going to go to The Visitor, man. These are tough clips this week. 520-9710. Here's your first clip.
Just run the group and train it.
Jesus Christ.
Just run the group and train it. Just run the group and train it. Just run the group and train it.
All right, Danny in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
Just run the group and train it.
So, Conway?
Hey, you got it?
I'm thinking, but I'm just going to tap out. But before I do,
yes, sir.
I just got back into the country. What happened to Whitman?
You got a pen? Or a computer?
I have a computer.
All right. Are you on it right now?
Yep.
All right, you online?
Yes.
All right. Go to the address box up there.
Okay.
And put in www. Dot. What happened to Whitman. .com. All right.
Okay.
You see the information there?
Let's see. Nope.
Not coming up?
Maybe I spelled Whitman wrong.
Yeah, W-H-I-T-M-A-N.
Ah, I put two T's.
Oh, no, man. One T, dude.
I have to go back to school, huh?
Yeah, well, maybe just, you know, you got to be a bigger fan of Whitman and learn how
you're
to spell
stupid!
All right, dude, check it out.
Okay.
All right, there he goes. Good night, everybody. Yeah, we do that because, you know, if we explained to every other caller, it would take up the entire show. And then people would be pissed. So well, there's a website, explains it all, whathappenedtowhitman.com. There's an email address there, and there's also his MySpace there, and you can contact him there. All right, what the hell happened to Jesse Jackson? How about that as a website? All right, here we go.
It's run a Goodman training. It's run a Goodman training.
Michael in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
It's run a Goodman training.
Oh, man. For the Goodman taming?
You know what? I have no idea what it is, so we're going to give it to you. Honest to God.
All right.
All right. Show your appreciation. Show your love.
Yeah, Michael, congratulations. A pass for two to see The Visitor at the Landmark on Pico and Westwood. I have no idea what this is.
Trying to gutten and training.
Trying to gutten and training?
Trying to gutten and training.
Try to get them in training?
Trying to gutten and training. Trying to gutten and training.
I don't know. All right, here we go. Next clip.
It's for the F. It's for the F. It's for the F.
Wow.
It's for the F.
All right. Dan in Newport, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
It's for the F.
D to the F?
No.
What the fuck?
I don't think that's it, dude, but good guess. All right, there he goes. D to the F. I believe that is incorrect.
It's for the F. It's for the F.
You know what? This is not it, but it says it sounds like thanks for the F. Like he just banged around with a chick and he's giving her a how to do afterwards.
Thanks for the F.
Thanks for the F.
Thanks for the F. Thanks for the F.
That's not it either, though.
Suck it.
Hey, please.
Thanks for the F.
Brian in Orange County are on 97.1. Here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Thanks for the F.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
Sounds like he's saying sort of average.
Thanks for the F.
No, I'm sorry, buddy. That is not it. Close, though. Matthew and Downey, you're on 97.1.
It's for the F.
Matt. Do it again?
It's for the F.
It's for the F?
No, it's not it.
No!
Anything.
It's for the F. It's for the F. It's for the F.
Matt and Ventura, you're on 97.1.
It's for the F.
What's up, you big stud?
Hey, look at you, dude.
Yeah. How about for the African?
It's for the F.
No, sorry, buddy. That's not it either. Bill in Santa Clarita, you're on the air.
It's for the F.
Should have had it.
You want, it's should have, but we'll give it to you.
Same.
Yeah, it's he should have.
It's for the F.
I think it's he should have.
Wow.
It's for the F. It's for the F.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, dude.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck. You're going to go see The Visitor. Hope you enjoy the movie. Here's the next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
You're free to pick up the trash in front of my own house. You're free to pick up the trash in front of my own house. You're free to pick up the trash in front of my own house.
All right, George in Costa Mesa, you're on 97.1.
You're free to pick up the trash in front of my own house.
It's harder over the phone.
The what?
This is so much harder over the phone.
Yeah, I know. I heard a lot of that.
Oh, man.
Well, turn your radio up.
That wouldn't work.
Why not?
Because of the delay.
Well, I'll wait for you.
No, that's ridiculous. You got a show to do.
Well, listen, turn your radio up right now. And let me hear what's on.
Hold on.
All right.
Got it turned off here.
Where are you, in the car?
Yeah.
Bill in Santa Clarita.
You're already on Bill in Santa Clarita.
Yeah, you're going to be close. You're coming up here in a second, so you just listen to it.
All right.
Turn it up. Here you go. You're coming up. Can't wait to hear you.
Congratulations. Thank you.
All right, good luck. You're going
to
go see the
You're free to pick up the trash in front of my own house.
Here's the next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson?
You're free to pick up the trash in front of my own house.
All right. He put the
pick of the tractor in the front of his own house?
No. Man.
That's a no-no.
A lot of work for a bad guess. Danny and La Mirada, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
You're free to pick up the tractor in front of my own house?
I should have picked up the tractor in front of my house.
The what?
Should have picked up the tractor in front of my house.
No, that's not it either, dude. Tito in West Covina, you're on 97.1.
You're free to pick up the tractor in front of my own house?
No, I'm going to have to tap out of this.
Oh, man, Tito. What's wrong with you? Ross in Corona, you're on 97.1.
You're free to pick up the tractor in front of my own house?
We're free to pick up the treasure in front of our own house.
No.
You're stupid.
It's not treasure. It's not treasure, man. Nick in L.A., you're on the air.
You're free to pick up the tractor in front of my own house?
You're free to pick up the track in my own house.
No, it's not track. I mean, if I'll give you a clue. If there's a lot of litter in your front yard, you could use this term for it.
You're free to pick up the tractor in front of my own house? You're free to pick up the tractor in front of my own house?
Jake in Costa Mesa, you're on the air.
You're free to pick up the tractor in front of my own house?
Free to pick up the trash in front of my own house?
Yep, that's 99% of it, dude.
Nice.
Congratulations, dude.
Very nice.
Put your hand together on your feet.
Hold on one sec. We'll send you tickets to The Visitor. Look at that.
You're free to pick up the trash in front of my own house?
Yeah, we're free to pick up the trash in front of our own house.
You're free to pick up the trash in front of my own house?
There you go. We move on.
Don't just admire us. Don't just admire us. Don't just admire us.
Stephanie in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
Don't just admire us.
Wait, what? Say that again?
Don't just admire us.
Can I hear it one more time?
No.
Sorry. It's tough because, you know, we like to attract chicks to call in, but we got to keep the same rules for the dudes as the chicks.
Yeah, I know. You can't hear it three times.
I know. All right, baby. You call us again, though.
Okay.
All right. There she goes, everybody. Sean in Sun Valley, you're on 97.1.
Don't just admire us.
I'm not even going to try and venture. Well, I'll try and venture, I guess. Is it the soldiers have my love?
No!
I don't think that's correct.
Don't just admire us.
Franco and Downey, you're on 97.1.
Don't just admire us.
Let me see. Is that, though this is my house?
No, that's close, but no cigar. Joe and Claremont, you're on 97.1.
Don't just admire us.
Joey.
Hey, can you play one more time? Sorry, I can barely hear it.
Yeah, we usually don't, but this is a tough one.
Don't just admire us.
Oh, just forget about it, man. Thanks.
All right, there he goes. Back to driving. Steve in Woodland Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Don't just admire us.
They said, don't just admire us?
That's exactly
put your
it.
Put your hand together.
Right.
Good for you, dude. Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying. Don't just admire us.
Don't just admire us. Don't just admire us.
Yeah, and we move on. That guy gets tickets to The Visitor at the Landmark on Pico and Westwood. There you go. For the producers of Sideways, check out Visitor in select theaters. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We're up to our fifth clip already. Moving along.
It's a World Child of Our Organization.
Wow.
It's a World Child of Our Organization. It's a World Child of Our Organization. It's a World Child of Our Organization.
Oh, boy. Sharon and Corona, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
It's a World Child of Our Organization.
They say that we're a child of our own organization?
No. Son, shut up. Got so close, though. Damn it, that was close. David and Azusa, you're on 97.1.
It's a we're a child of our organization.
One more time.
What? David and Azusa, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, one more time, please.
David and Azusa, you're on 97.1.
Do one more time.
David and Azusa, you're on 97.1.
Give it to me one more time, man.
David and Azusa, you're on 97.1.
Give it to me one more time, man.
David and Azusa, you're on 97.1.
Let me hear it one more time.
Okay. David and Azusa, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me? Play one more time.
David and Azusa, you're on the air.
Play one more time.
It's a world child of our organization.
How sharp is a homo in his own organization?
A mess. Oh, man. William in Oxnard, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
It's a world child of our organization.
The only thing I can think of is if they were a child abortion organization of hate.
That's not it. Sorry, dude. Jeff and Lisa Viejo, you're on 97.1.
It's a world child of our organization.
I love your show, and yeah, this is definitely a tough one here.
Yeah, it is tough, man.
Yeah, man, it's tough going tonight, but I'm going to have to go my best effort and say this is a trial of an organization.
No, close, dude, but no cigar. You know, I also discovered people who smoke weed are better at this than people who are sober. Maybe that'll help some folks along here.
Yes, they were a child of our organization.
Let's talk to a Kevin in the Bay Area. You're on 97.1.
Yes, they were a child of our organization.
We're a child of our organization.
That's exactly it, dude. And we're a child, about organization. And then A at the end.
We're a child of our organization.
All right, where are you calling from? Whereabouts in the Bay Area?
I'm calling from Concord. I just moved back up to the Bay Area.
Oh, excellent, dude. All right.
Well, yeah, I miss you guys. I'm online listening to you.
Good for you. All right, hold on one sec. We're going to send you movie tickets. I don't know if you can use them. They're at a local theater here.
That's all right. I can always send them down to one of my family down there.
All right, hold on one sec, dude. Hold on. And thanks for tuning in still. God, the guy moves out of L.A. and still listens. The dull life he's got going. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Free the pursuit of education. Free the pursuit of education. Free the pursuit of education.
Shauna in Riverside, you're at 97.1.
Free the pursuit of education.
It's free to pursue education.
That's exactly it, baby.
Okay.
100% right.
You know he does not. I have a friend of mine, just to let you know. I don't know. I don't even want you to put this on the air, Barbara. But I guess he has told him about your show and what you do, and he does not like it.
You're stupid.
Wait a minute. But we've had Jesse on before, and he said he didn't mind.
Oh, no, he doesn't. He finds it kind of, he didn't say he disliked it, but he wasn't like a fan of it.
Yeah,
but
how does he, has he ever heard it?
I guess so. This is what my friend told me. She's assistant to Tabitha Smiley, and I guess Tabitha Smiley is like really good friends with him or whatnot.
Right. Yeah, but you know what? But I think that, you know, obviously, you know, we're pitching his name is still out there. And also, we're saying, go to rainbowpush.org and watch a show on the Word Network. I mean, we're giving the guy a little publicity that he wouldn't normally get.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jesse, that's the first time quickly, he said that.
I just
want
to give you one. Hold on, Jerry, don't play that. Hold on one second. Don't play that over the, when we were talking, you know, hold on for a second. Are you new here, dude?
No, but it was a nice clip to play on the subject.
Why would you play while
because
we're
Because I was hoping
that
that she'd hear it and stop talking for a second.
Oh. You've been here for 3 years, and I guess still telling
you. Dude,
it's
a relevant quote because Tim, you've talked to him before on the air about this.
I know, but I'm starting to dislike you again, and I don't like that. I start to sweat when I dislike you, and I don't like to sweat, so please. All right, back to Shauna. Shauna, you there? Oh, God damn it.
Gina's talking to her.
I know,
Gina's
but Jerry, seriously.
All right, there's Shauna. She's back.
I am. When you die, I will be going to prison. Because you will be the death of me. And I'm not going to let you kill me. So I'm going to have to kill you. And I don't know how I'm going to do it yet. But if there's ever any suspicious circumstances around Jerry Gomez's death, I'd knock on my door in the valley. And I will gladly go with the cops and sit in that cell for the rest of my life. Knowing I've done this world some decent job for the world. All right, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say, everybody? We'll play this clip for you a couple of times, and we'll come back and ask you what he's saying. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're in the middle of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Live on 97.1 Free FM.
Ain't no my good works. Ain't no my good works. No.
Back up. And so, back up.
Back up.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Look at that. Here's the clip we left you with. If you can guess what he's saying, you're going to get tickets to the movie, The Visitor.
Ain't no my good works. Ain't no my good works. Ain't no my good works.
Jesus.
Ain't no my good works.
God almighty.
Ain't no my good works.
Oh, boy. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Let's talk to Rick in Inglewood. You're on 97.1.
Ain't no my good works.
Anything there? Rick?
Yeah,
you're on the air.
He's saying, take me out with a bong hit.
All right, interesting young man. I don't think that's right, but can take you down the bong hit.
Ain't no my good works.
There you go.
Ain't no my good works. Ain't no my good works.
All right, let's talk to Laura in Irvine. You're on 97.1.
Ain't no my good works.
I'm going to take a wild guess. Ignore my good works.
In no my good works.
You know, we're going to give it to you because I have no idea what it is. I think it's in no my good works.
In no my good works.
But I think ignore my good works is even better. Congratulations.
That's a lot more sense. Thank you.
Yes, it does. Hold on 1 second. You go to the visitor with a friend or a boyfriend or a husband. What do you got?
How about all three?
You got all three? Wow. Enjoying yourself, huh?
Yeah.
All right, hold on 1 second. We'll give you those tickets. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? 520-9710. Here we go.
You can now vote more than one day a week. You're in there. You can now vote more than one day a week. You're in there. You can now vote more than one day a week. You're in there. You can now vote more than one day a week. You're in there.
Wow. All right, how about David in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1.
You can now vote more than one day a week. You're in there.
You cannot vote more than one damn week?
No, it's very close, dude. Listen to it again. It's not damn, but listen to it again. Listen to it again.
You cannot vote more than one day a week. You're in there.
You cannot vote more than one day a week.
There you go. Congratulations.
Jump up and shout.
All right. Get those tickets, man. Let's see the movies. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your next clip.
So let it roll. So let it roll.
Lori in Studio City on 97.1.
So let it roll.
So let it roll.
There you go.
Put your hand together.
All right, congratulations.
All right.
All right, you got yourself an easy one. I like that. You got tickets to The Visitor.
Dogs raise their puppies.
All right, here's another easy one.
Dogs raise their puppies.
Amanda in Ventura, you're on 97.1.
Dogs raise their puppies.
Dogs raise their puppies.
Dogs raise their puppies.
All right, who's with you?
My boyfriend.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
All right, excellent. And what do you think it is?
I think dogs raise their puppies.
There you go. Congratulations.
Yes.
All right, hold on 1 second. We'll give you your boyfriend tickets to that visitor.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes. Yeah, dogs raise their puppies.
Dogs raise their puppies. Dogs raise their puppies.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We press on.
There's no money left, so you. There's no money left, so you.
Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
There's no money left, so you.
What do you got?
There's no money left, so you.
There you go. Yeah. Congratulations, dude. The Visitor. And Pico and Westwood. Pretty close to Downey. Leave around 4 o'clock, maybe 2:30. Get there in time and enjoy yourself. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's the next clip.
Positive maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
Wow.
Positive maybe, but since y'all going to kill him. Positive maybe, but since y'all going to kill him. Positive maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
Jesus Christ.
Positive maybe, but since y'all going to kill him. Positive maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
God almighty. Joe in Montclair, you're on 97.1.
Positive maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
Because of 90%, you're all going to kill him?
Positive maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
No!
That's not it, dude. I'm sorry. But that was close, man. Just not it. Jess in Pasadena, you're on 97.1.
Positive maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
100% y'all are going to kill him?
Son, shut up.
That's not it either. It's close, though.
Positive maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
All right, how about Sabrina in Moreno Valley? You're on 97.1.
Positive maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
My father says y'all going to kill him.
You're stupid.
I don't think so. I don't think she's stupid. I don't think she got it, though.
You're stupid.
Listen to it again. Listen to it again.
Okay.
Pause it, maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we
that's a no-no.
Press on, then. Thank you. How about Roslyn in Corona? You're on 97.1.
Pause it, maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
I'm not even going to try. I don't know.
All right. Thanks for calling, Roslyn. How about Janiel in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1.
Pause it, maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
Sorry, one more time, please.
Pause it, maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
95% y'all going to kill him?
That's not it either, but sorry. Well, thank you for calling. Ben and Downey, you're on 97.1.
Pause it, maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
Tap out.
All right, there he goes. Steve and Aliso Viejo, you're on the air.
Pause it, maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
95% of y'all going to kill him?
No, that's not it either. Brandon in Oxnard, you're on the air.
Pause it, maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
All right, then that's cool. Father, it might make no sense. Y'all going to kill him?
No, that's not it, dude. Last call, and then we move on. Aaron and Norco, you're on the air.
Pause it, maybe, but since y'all going to kill him.
Well, we can use sucks, but you can't use the word after sucks. All right, here's what I think he's saying.
Pause it, but since y'all going to kill him.
Positive 90% y'all going to kill him.
Pause it, but since y'all going to kill him.
He was talking about, I think, like a criminal in the area. And a lot of the locals were really pissed at him, and they said positive 90% of you would have killed him.
Positive, but since y'all gonna kill him.
All right, move on. Next clip, everybody.
And on the intern, your guts float because guess what? And on the intern, your guts float because guess what?
Wow.
And on the intern, your guts float because guess what?
Jesus Christ. All right, Steve in Los Angeles, you're at 97.1.
And on the intern, your guts float because guess what?
Only in turn your guts, and then I couldn't hear the other part that came before that.
All right, listen carefully.
And only in turn your guts float because guess what?
I have no idea.
All right, man. All right, we thank you for calling. All right, let's talk to Alex in Los Angeles, you're at 97.1.
And only in turn your guts float because guess what?
And on the in turn your guts.
You're about 90% there, dude. Listen to it again.
And on the intern, your guts float because guess what?
And on the intern, your guts float because guess what?
You know, we're going to give it to you.
Put your hands together.
You got it all but one word. That's a tough one. It's a tough one. We're going to give it to you.
It is a tough one.
And on the intern, your guts flew out because guess what?
And on the intern, your guts float because guess what?
There you go. All right, congratulations, dude.
Oh, thanks.
All
man.
Right. Alex in Los Angeles gets himself movie tickets. All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's the next clip.
Will, what is that?
Patrick in Long Beach, you're on the air.
Will, what is that?
Your mother said?
No.
I don't think that's it, man. How about Ryan and Downey? You're on 97.1.
Will, what is that?
Well, what is that?
It's exactly right. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you.
All right. Guy gets tickets to the visitor. Well, what is that?
Well, what is that?
Well, what is that?
Well, what is that?
Yeah. All right. We're going to play this next clip for you. Let me see how easy it is. 1 second.
Free now, what?
Okay. We're going to play this for you a couple of times and come back and ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson is saying. Again, if you get it right, you're going to see the visitor. And that's at the Landmark on Pico and Westwood from the producers of Sideways. And check out The Visitor in select theaters. There you go. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Later on in the show, Merrill Schindler's going to stop by. Guy knows more about food than anybody else in Los Angeles. And the Speed Freaks are going to stop by. They know more about speed than anybody in L.A. And they'll be with us at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. So it should be a fun-filled show, especially that Merrill Schindler with the food. I'm going to ask him about the local restaurants here. Get a good, real good steakhouse.
Oh,
man.
God.
All right. He's already sitting out there. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Free now, what? Free now, what?
All right, it's Tim Conway Jr. live on 97.1 Free FM.
Free now, what? Free now, what?
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
This guy's awesome.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Back up.
What time is it?
Put your hands together on your feet. It does not make sense.
And what is going on?
Back up.
What time is it?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And it is time again. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Every single Thursday from 8 to 11 p.m. If you guess correctly what he's saying, get yourself tickets to the movies. Quite a night, huh? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here we go.
Free now what? Free now what? Free now what?
Patrick in Huntington Beach on 97.1.
Free now what?
Oh, guys.
Hey.
Free now what?
There you go. Congratulations, dude.
Put your hands together.
Yeah, Patrick's got tickets.
Free now what?
Free now what? Very easy. All right, here's the next clip. What the hell is Jesse saying?
When you're hitting the head, this should sound like a thud.
All right, Steve in Pomona, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
When you're hitting the head, does it sound like a thud?
When you're hitting the head, does it sound like a thud?
There you go.
Jump up and shout.
Congratulations, yeah. When you're hitting the head, does it sound like a thud? Or it should sound like a thud.
When you're hitting the head, does it sound like a thud?
Does it sound, yeah. When you're hitting the head, does it sound like a thud?
When you're hitting the head, does it sound like a thud?
There he goes. All right, the next clip, what the hell is Jesse saying?
Use public facilities! Use public facilities! Use public facilities!
Philip in Inglewood, you're on 97.1.
Use public facilities!
Say it again?
Use public facilities!
But the senators?
No, sorry,
no.
Man. Chris in Palm Springs, you're on the air.
Use public facilities!
I have syphilis.
You should see somebody about that and not call talk radio, my brother. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? How about Hector in Los Angeles?
Use public facilities!
Put your silly dance?
The what?
That's a no-no.
Nah, I think that's wrong.
Use public facilities!
Sorry, dude. How about Stephen Upland? You're on 97.1.
Use public facilities!
I'm sorry there. Steve, you're on the air.
Facilities.
What is it?
Public facilities.
No, it's three words. You got two of them. Try to get the other one. Here it is.
Use public facilities.
Use public facilities.
There you go.
Let me
congratulations,
hear you scream.
Dude. All right. Yeah, use public facilities. You know what you won? You won yourself tickets to The Visitor.
Fantastic.
Yeah, hold on one second. Pass for two to see The Visitor at the Landmark on Pico and Westwood. From the producer of Sideways, check out The Visitor in select theaters. Jump out and look at that. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Not a echo. Not a echo. Not a echo.
All right, Nicole in Valley Village on 97.1.
Not a echo.
Hey, is it Now They Echo?
No!
You know, it's not. It's so close, though. Listen to it again.
Not a echo.
Now they're echo?
No.
Not a echo.
Nah, sorry, baby.
All right.
You got very close, but that's not it.
Not a echo. Not a echo. Not a echo.
Charles in Valley Village. You're on 97.1 Free FM, dude.
Not a echo.
Not a echo.
Not a echo?
You're stupid.
I don't think it's echo. Jose in Garden Grove. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Not a echo.
What?
Not a echo.
What?
Nah, you're cold.
Not a echo.
Nah, you're cold.
Not a echo.
Nah, you're cold. I don't know.
Sorry, man. I like the fact that you guess every time exactly the same as the last. Johnny in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Not a echo.
I can't hear it. Can you do it one more time?
Not a echo.
Something you're on call?
No, that's not it either. Pablo in Santa Monica, you're on the air.
Not a echo.
Pablo, you're on call.
You got it?
It says Carlos. It says Nada Yoko.
Nada Yoko.
Nope. Sorry, dude. How about Robert in Ventura? You're on the air.
Nada Yoko.
Not it's an echo.
What?
Not it's an echo.
Not it's an echo. Shut up. No, that's not it. Jamie in Bellflower. You're on 97.1.
Nada Yoko.
Nada Echo?
Yes. You got it, dude. All right, hold on one sec. Yeah, not an echo.
Not a echo.
Not a echo.
Not a echo.
All right, good luck or congratulations, dude. You nailed it. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? The next clip.
And don't make him if you can't raise him. And don't make him if you can't raise him. And don't make him if you can't raise him.
Gary in Mira Loma, you're on 97.1.
And don't make him if you can't raise him.
In the record is a care raiser.
Wow, that's, I don't even know what station you're listening to. That's
no!
You can get one word of it. Craig in Mission Viejo, you're on the air.
And don't make him if you can't raise him.
No idea. Come on.
Guys get so pissed. Tim in Cerritos, you're on the air.
And don't make him if you can't raise him.
Then don't make him if you can't raise him.
That's exactly it, dude. Yes, that is sensational, man. Yeah, don't make him if you can't raise him. He's talking about people who have kids. He was talking about earlier that, you know, dogs raise their puppies. And if you can't raise your kids, then don't make them.
And don't make them if you can't raise them. And don't make them if you can't raise them.
And there's something to that, you know? Don't make them if you can't raise them. All right, next clip. Here we go.
Mom made the girl scoop me like it was something else. Mom made the girl scoop me like it was something else. Mom made the girl scoop me like it was something else.
Wow.
Mom made the girl scoop me like it was something else.
Angelica in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Mom made the girl scoop me like it was something else.
My mom made me go to school like it was something else.
Yeah, that's it.
Jump up and shout.
Look at you, baby. All right. You get yourself tickets.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, mommy made me go to school, made it like someone else.
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations, baby.
Thank you.
All right, hold on one sec. We'll send you to the visitor in Westwood.
Mom made me go to school, made it like it was something else.
Yeah, mommy made me go to school. Made it like it was something else. That's exactly what the dude's saying.
Mom made the girl scoop me like it was something else.
All right, last clip. Here we go.
I heard Jesus said you can humiliate men. I heard Jesus said you can humiliate men. I heard Jesus said you can humiliate men.
Michael in Rialto, you're on 97.1.
I heard Jesus said you can humiliate men.
I heard Jesus say you can I'm sorry.
No,
that's
not
a no-no.
Alfredo, you're on the air.
I heard Jesus said you can humiliate men.
I heard Jesus say you can humiliate me and...
That's exactly
put your hand together.
Dude. Congratulations, man. Hey, where are you calling from?
Stanton.
Where's that?
In Orange County.
Stanton in Orange County. All right. Oh, near Knott's Berry Farm. Yeah, I know that is.
Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations, dude. You get yourself tickets to The Visitor. And
we'll
put you on hold and give you those tickets. Hope you enjoy the movie. It's a pass for two to see The Visitor, the landmark on Pico and Westwood from the producer of Sideways. Check out The Visitor in select theaters. All right, when we come back at 9 o'clock, we'll be doing the news. So let's check in with our own Gina Grad in the 97.1 Free FM Newsday booth. Here we go.
Well, is Charles Barkley a bleeding heart liberal? And is Frosty Stillwell the most hated man in show business? These questions and more answered after the break.
Wow, look at that. Got to stay tuned for that Frosty audio. Evidently, he went nuts on the air today. Got to hear that. Also, David Letterman's top 10 list is coming up. The top 10 questions President Bush asked the Pope. All coming up here in the next few minutes. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
No!
Give it up. You said suck it. Give it up. Give it up. Belize.
What?
Whoa. Give it up. Whoa. Give it up. Give it up. See a little.
Don't jump.
Give it up.
You.
Give it up.
You.
Give it up.
You. What you want? Don't trip out.
5209 71 whoa.